Hello, thank you for having me on this wonderful, glorious day when we've heard our children are going back to school.
You must be elated.
Oh, God, I cannot tell you. They've been sharing my office. It's been a nightmare. So, I'm just popping the corks as we speak.
Now, this Saturday night, there is going to be a virtual event happening with Australian True Crime. But what is it about true crime that we absolutely froth over?
We do froth, don't we?
Yes.
Look, I think, honestly, it's just really amazing stories, isn't
Yeah.
it?
Personally, for you, what is it? What's your favourite type of case? What are the ones that get you going?
Well, oh gosh, I mean, it's amazing where they come from. Sometimes I won't know much about it, and then I'll just find myself talking to a stranger, and there's something about them just touches me like crazy, you know, like talking to the sister of somebody who died 30 years ago, and it's like it just happened, and they're just so still in it, and the honesty of their emotion, or speaking to someone who's so forgiving of a perpetrator is always amazing. And recently we spoke to a man who's a defence barrister who defends some of those guys who we think of as like just the worst of humanity. And it's like talking to him about how he does it, why he does it, was a real life changer. So you just never know.
Four seasons in, and you're exactly right. Some of the characters that you speak to, some of the people that you speak to, they're such storytellers that it makes you feel like it just happened yesterday, and you can picture everything in that moment of how it's happening. But after four seasons, has this changed your perception of humanity? Have you got greater faith in humanity? Do you feel days where you've lost a little bit of faith in humanity?
No, it's definitely improved my faith in humanity. Definitely, definitely. And even to know that there are people working for perpetrators, I mean, it's given me a greater understanding of, because it was really always about how does this happen? How do these things happen? They don't just happen in a vacuum. I really don't think people are born bad or born evil. So how is this happening? People are being let down on both sides. And so yeah, I do believe that, and often, more often than not, we do tend to discover, I think, how perpetrators have gotten to the place they were at, and I think that's really valuable.
For lack of a better word, have you got a favourite case?
No, I definitely do have a favourite case. It's the case of Sally-Anne Huckstep, who was a sex worker in the 70s and 80s, who blew the whistle on the corrupt New South Wales police force, and at the time, those guys were still winning bravery
Yeah,
medals,
that's right. Yeah.
right? But now they're the infamous Roger Rogerson and his crew, who, I mean, Roger's in jail now for murder, and we all know now what crooks they were. But at the time, she was just so incredibly brave. And I remember watching that episode of 60 Minutes. I was a little girl, so it was very inappropriate for my mother to let me watch
Parenting 101.
Probably where it all comes from. But watching this lady and hearing my mum talk about this prostitute who was drug addict prostitute, what she's saying to Ray Martin. But looking back now and just thinking, what an icon she was, the bravery.
Amazing.
And I spoke to her sister and it was really moving. It was really amazing.
Well,
and she was murdered, of course. And she knew she would be, you know?
Well, the event that we encourage everyone to be a part of is happening, as I said, this Saturday night, the live stream, 8 p.m., alongside Emily Webb, Narelle Fraser, Ron Eddles, tegdainty.com to secure your spot and for more details. Michelle Laurie, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for your time. We'll chat to you soon.
Thank you. I love G-Town.